situation was infinitely worse. They were about to share their most feared memories, things that had haunted them for decades, things they had not yet been able even to discuss with their closest loved ones. And they were going to share these closely guarded remembrances of horrors endured and friends lost with college students? College students had spat on them and jeered as they got off the Freedom Bird from Vietnam. Those college students? After everyone took their seats, there were a few tense moments before a shared realization descended upon the room. We began to understand. These guys weren't crazy. They were just men who had seen things that were so terrible and heartrending that they had never fully been able to forget. They began to understand. These college students weren't protesters waiting at the airport in San Francisco. They were young people who wanted to know about what had happened in Vietnam all those years ago. Young people who really cared. After all these years, somebody cared about Vietnam. The minute I walked into the room, I noticed him sitting there at the table with three other veterans. He had long, graying hair that fell down beyond his shoulders, a craggy face, the kind that is etched by years of working in the sun, and wore an old military jacket, bearing the roundel of the 9th Infantry Division.